message is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. This is Ariana Hatfield, Dominican University student athlete, and I want to personally welcome and thank you for tuning into tonight's episode of Ball is Life, the 10,000 Hour Burnout. Here we talk about the stresses in an athlete's life that can cause severe damage without the support and resources necessary to maintain inner peace. Of current college athletes had scores consistent with depression, double that of retired college athletes. Athletes are especially susceptible to mental health issues. The environment surrounding sports can be hyper-competitive, and the pressure put on students to keep up with their courses as well as their game can take its toll physically and mentally. High stress levels in a competitive environment are likely the cause behind students' depression and anxiety. Components in a stressful environment can include injury, being expected to perform through a tragic life event like the loss of a family member, and having no free time to socialize and be a regular student. Burnout, or overtraining syndrome, is a condition in which an athlete experiences fatigue and declining performance in his/her sport despite continuing or increased training. Overtraining can result in mood changes, decreased motivation, frequent injuries, and infections. Burnout in a sport can occur due to various factors. It is more easily broken down into internal factors like perfectionism, high expectations, or loss of love for the sport, and maybe even external factors, which include physical exhaustion, excessive time commitments, and even injury. Burnout doesn't go away on its own. Rather, it will get worse unless you address the underlying issues causing it. If you ignore burnout, it will only cause you further harm down the line, so it's important that you begin recovery as soon as possible. Being a college athlete, I see firsthand what it's like to be constantly broken down and picked apart. The interesting thing about this, though, is that it's not exactly the coaches or media picking you apart. It's yourself. This is an easy way to burn out. I recently got a text from my coach saying, "Gym, class, weight room, repeat. No days off." Of course, as a collegiate coach, you're supposed to stress putting in extra work. But this idea of you must be perfect and train constantly creates a false idea that training needs to be your whole life. Overtraining can result in mood changes, decreased motivation, frequent injuries, and even infections. Coaches emphasize being perfect, but they don't stress the importance of recovering. This is the cause of burnout in student athletes. The symptoms are due to a combination of changes in hormones, suppression of the immune system, physical fatigue, and psychological changes. Unfortunately, there's no way to test if an athlete is suffering from burnout. The way to see if an athlete is suffering from burnout would be how honest an athlete is willing to open up about their history. The problem with that is that most athletes aren't going to be 100% honest about how unhealthy they are. This can be from fear of declining in skill, being out of shape, or coaches expecting 24/7 workouts. This is also an overwhelming fear that they will be judged for seeking help or being honest about the pain they are experiencing because athletes are expected to perform through adversity. This idea that you have to be mentally tough in order to make it through a sport can tear someone down and force unhealthy habits. You don't just recover from burnout in an easy three-step process. The recovery process ranges from days to years. Ways you can help yourself recover from burnout is making time to improve your sleep, spending time with family or friends, making sure you're taking time out of the day to appreciate your alone time, still staying active but not overdoing it, and adopting some sort of meditative practice, like yoga, journaling, or prayer. An athlete's mind is the most important aspect of the game, so taking care of it is essential. The most common stressors can be injury, overtraining, social media, and being away from home for long periods of time. Coaching staff educating themselves on effects of these stressors in the athletic world in order to encourage athletes to seek help and provide support in whatever aspect of life they need. Rest and time away from a sport are two best methods to prevent and treat athlete burnout. Athletes, like most students, do not get enough sleep to feel rested and ready for physical and mental activity throughout the day. 7 to 8 hours of sleep is recommended daily. Considering that many athletes rise before or at dawn for conditioning sessions and practice, their sleep cycle is hampered to be fully effective in providing the rest necessary for daily activities and optimal school and sports performance. This results in a state of constant fatigue, placing the athlete at risk for developing burnout and mental health issues, especially when the athlete feels there is no escaping the time and physical demands of their sport and school. Time away from sport is another method of preventing burnout. Being away from the demands of their sport event, even for a short period several times a year, provide an athlete with an opportunity to attend to their schoolwork and relationships that are necessary to leading a more rounded life that leads to enhanced motivation once they return to sport. Burnout is a very real and underreported state that many athletes experience. Knowing the signs and symptoms of escalating burnout, along with an appreciation how burnout occurs, are important steps in preventing and treating of this type of situation.